AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Police in Portland, Oregon are learning more about the man suspected of setting fires in ballot drop boxes. Ed Donahue has details.
Investigators say the suspect is a white man between 30 and 40 with balding or very short hair, driving a Volvo. They also believe he has a wealth of experience in metal fabrication and welding and may be planning more attacks. The ballot boxes set on fire were in Portland and nearby Vancouver, Washington. A source tells the AP the devices were marked with the message "Free Gaza." The FBI's Douglas Olson says they respect First Amendment rights, but
we have zero tolerance for instigators who exploit legitimate peaceful protests to violate federal law through violence or other criminal activity.
Audio from KATU. Voters in Washington are encouraged to check the status of their ballots to track their return status. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both holding rallies in Wisconsin tonight. Trump in Green Bay.
I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
Reference to President Biden's comments about Trump supporters after a comedian at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Vice President Harris says this election is a chance to turn the page.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America. And I am ready with you. I am ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States.
Federal officials are reporting more cases of E. coli poisoning as they trace the supply of onions that are the leading culprit behind the outbreak. 90 people now known to have been sickened, 27 hospitalized, and one death. Third quarter economic growth, a solid 2.8%, and stocks closed lower. This is AP News. This presidential election has brought out the stars.
29-year-old Ann Arbor resident Rachel Lieberman says that Maggie Rogers at a Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally in Michigan was just an added bonus.
I'm here to see Harris and Walz do their thing. This is my third rally that I've been to, but I am super excited that we get to see Maggie Rogers play too.
As the 2024 election campaign comes into its final week, Democrats are noticeably leaning on their star power advantage, calling on a diverse range of celebrities to push people to the ballot box. Audrey Hudson, a Harris rally attendee, says people have a personal connection to
especially artists like Taylor Swift, Maggie Rogers, Gracie Abrams, Sabrina Carpenter. When they have that personality in their music, it really makes them more relatable to young people.
Trump, whose career has turned him into a celebrity, often provides the star power at his events. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.